This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yet another walk-off win for the Milwaukee Brewers was the call of the game, brought to you by Nissan Northeast. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. Today, the Red Sox lose again. Five-game losing streak. Andy Hart here, Ted Johnson, ready to break down what it feels like, hopefully, is a bottoming out for the Boston baseball team that is now incredibly 9 games behind the Yankees in the AL East, dropping like a stone. Ted, that was their 15th one-run loss of the season. And I actually kind of count last night's loss as a one-run loss because it's a walk-off. So even though it's a grand slam and the other 3 runs scored, the one run is what did you in. Another game filled with young players making young player mistakes. Christian Campbell with a throwing error coming to the plate when he probably should have just turned a double play and played for the tie there in extra innings. Rafaela with a base running error. Jaron Duran with a drop and then a great catch to save Chapman. There was a lot to get to. I feel like Ted Johnson, because I have a notebook here with just chicken scratch all over it. None of it good for Alex Cora's baseball team. And then before we come on the air, we listen to Will Fleming talk about, he looks down in the dugout in Milwaukee and he sees body language and hanging heads like he hasn't seen all season. This baseball team is in a heck of a lot of trouble, Ted.
Yeah, but no doubt. Absolutely. It feels like the lowest point of the season, for me, at least. The record would indicate that, 4 games, yep, you know, under 500. But it just feels like recently there's been a shift of expectations. If you listen to, you know, Red Sox players talk, or just, you know, guys that cover the team, Will Fleming's, of the world, Lou Merlone's, it feels as if they are shifting their expectations from obviously what it was to begin this season, which was a playoff contender, to it's a young team and we got to have not patience, but it's a young team. And so therefore, we should all understand that this team is going to have need patience. So that's what you got. I mean, you got 3 rookies in the lineup. You got 2 or 3 guys that are just in their second year. So all of a sudden, I don't know, it just feels like maybe since the Alex Bregman injury, that this team all of a sudden is just is void of veteran leadership, big time. And that's probably what you, if I'm those guys on this team right now, I used to do this, Andy. I would just look around my defensive meeting room when I was playing, and I would just look back and I'd look at our secondary and I go, man, we got Ty back there, Asante, you know, I'm feeling Rodney, I'm feeling pretty good. I look at the linebackers and I'm like, man, we got Mac, you know, we got five Raves. I think we're good there. And then I look at my D line, I got Seymour, Ted Washington. And the point is, if you look around that Red Sox dugout, they don't have studs at different positions and at all levels. They have a lot of young, kind of inexperienced guys, and it is showing big time right now. So this just feels like the low point of the season. They have a day off tomorrow before they start a three-game road trip with the Atlanta Braves. And I don't know if it's going to make much of a difference, but the feeling is, I think, in the what people are anticipating is that big news is going to come tomorrow in that day off, that maybe Roman Anthony is coming, what, to save the day? I'm not so sure, but that maybe significant changes will be announced tomorrow. We will see. But, yeah, just a gut punch. I mean, 15 one-run losses is as bad as it gets, buddy.
Yeah, Stiz, I think we have that audio of Will from the broadcast today on WEEI teasing maybe something coming tomorrow that could alter the energy and makeup of this team, if you can roll with that.
Don't you feel like tomorrow is a huge day in this season, off day? Feels like a reset is needed, and I think could be a pretty dramatic news day.
So, you know, that the positive would be Roman Anthony, and I'm all in. Yeah. I said it the other day. I'm ready to go all in on the youth movement, and it's funny, Ted, because you just sort of painted the picture of your Patriots locker room and your position room and things of that nature. And you look at this team, they don't have leaders because they just don't have any veteran players. They have Trevor Story, who's, you know, in a hellacious slump. He did what you've wanted them to start doing. He bunted today, sacrifice bunt. First time in a decade for him.
How about that?
That is amazing. I got to tell you, that right there for me is leadership.
Yeah.
Because I know people say, well, I mean, if they told him to bunt, he's got to bunt. I don't know. They told Rafi Devers to play first, and he said no. So I don't necessarily assume a 10-year veteran who hasn't done it in 10 years is going to do it. He did it. That's a step in the right direction for them. But I don't know if it's Story bringing the young guys together or if it's one of the young guys. But it's almost like I'd want a team meeting of just when Anthony gets there, and I do think Anthony is going to get on a plane and be in Atlanta with them, but when Anthony gets there, Campbell, Anthony, Meyer, Narvaez, even Hamilton, and just say, listen, F it. We don't know what we don't know, right? We're not all supposed to be up here. This was supposed to be a different season with a different team with Casas and Bregman and these guys, but guess what? We're all we got, as Joe Judge would say. We are now all here, so let's just go out there and have fun and try to play young, athletic, exciting baseball. Let's make we don't know what we don't know a good thing, right? Like, we're going to make some rookie mistakes, but let's just, you know, kind of the cliche, let's make them at 100 miles an hour with effort, with energy, like with our heads held high. And if we F up like Campbell did today, which he rushed a throw to the plate, he didn't turn his hips and he yanks it up the first baseline. But let's just go all in, put it all on the table. What do we have to lose? We're 9 games out with the plan they had coming into the season. So what are we going to be in last place? We're almost well on our way there. So, and I almost feel like the young guys, the big three, I feel like they need to lead this team right out the gate starting tomorrow, Friday, and this weekend in Atlanta.
I mean, interesting. And I mean, I don't think we've heard any reports, at least I haven't, that they've had a team meeting. You got to use your team meetings sparingly. You can't go to that well very often.
It's not June yet. It's not even June yet, Ted.
So do we want to do the team meeting now? It's or save it for later. But it probably would justify the way what we've been seeing right now. But the only thing is you just, to me, that's that your team meeting kind of bringing the guys together. I don't know. They go out and just have a rip it up tonight. Have a good time. I don't know what they got to do. But it's really Rafi Devers. He's the leader of this team, bud. He's the one that makes all the money. He's the one that should be leading that charge. It's the young guys aren't going to feel comfortable enough. I mean, hell, they're just trying to figure out where things are right now. You know, it's just such a whirlwind for them, and for us to expect them to take that kind of a leap, especially when Christian Campbell's not hitting good. He's not going to feel real good. Like, say, you know, there'll be some eye rolls if it's Christian Campbell kind of in Marcelo. It just, I'm just telling you the dynamic of a locker room. Young guys that are unproven or young guys like Christian Campbell that are struggling. Nobody wants to hear from those guys, even though your point is well intentioned. It's just it that dynamic I don't think is going to be there in this locker room.
And the other thing I'd like to see is, especially if you bring Anthony up and you have Meyer up, like, figure out a lineup and leave it there. Whatever it is, put Christian Campbell. Alex Cora teased today that Christian Campbell might get to first base in Atlanta. In fact, Lou Merlone, when they were making some moves, pinch hitting, doing things late in the game, Lou thought maybe we would see Christian Campbell at first today, but we didn't. But, you know, he's in a tough spot. He's in a slump. He's in his first year in Major League Baseball. He's playing second base, but he's preparing to play first base. No, if you want him to be your first baseman, put him at first. Put Marcelo Meyer at third. Put Seydon Rafaela, I guess, at short, and Anthony goes to the outfield. Figure out, because they had a lineup and it bit them. You know, they made the comment late in the game, David Hamilton's playing third base for the first time. He doesn't even know how to go around the horn after a strikeout. He doesn't know that he's supposed to get, like, it's funny, but it isn't really funny, Ted, because this is the Boston Reds. You know what I mean? This is a $200 million baseball team that's supposed to be competing with the Yankees and some of these clubs. And, you know, Alex Cora went to the "we're a young baseball club" last year a lot. You know, we got a lot of young players out there learning. They're learning. And then at the end of the year, remember, he said, "This is going to be the last time we struggle." Well, guess what? You were wrong, Alex. You're struggling mightily. You're struggling worse this year than you did last year. You're still a young baseball team that looks like a young baseball team. But if you're going to embrace the youth movement, and you already kind of have because you're a really young baseball team, then fully embrace it and let these guys settle in. Settle into a position where they know every day where I jog to, where I take ground balls, where I prepare to play, where I get the scouting report on how to play. Don't make Christian Campbell take ground balls at first and then go play second base and get the scouting report. What are you supposed to do in second base? Is he supposed to be, you know, at double play depth? Is he supposed to be in? Is he supposed to be shading here? That's a mind you know what for Christian Campbell.
A nightmare for the Red Sox.
I'm not trying to make excuses for him, but that's a bit of a mind bleep for Christian Campbell as he tries to stay above water in a really hard job in Major League Baseball. So bring up Roman Anthony and put all these guys in positions where they can get comfortable. And if you take your lumps, you take your lumps. Because guess what? You're already taking your lumps and you already kind of stink right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's I hear you. Maybe that's true. I mean, to me, you know, golly, Rafi could really help make this simpler if he just would play first base.
I've given up on that.
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
But Alex didn't. Did you hear that audio today? And I don't know if we actually have that. When he was talking about Campbell playing first, he said Devers will not play third. I think Lou actually asked him in the dugout pregame. And then he said, but he didn't close the door on first.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
No, and we keep talking about the other position, but as of now, it's not happening.
Ongoing conversations?
We always have conversations. Yeah.
Not more.
Third base, he's not going to play third base.
But I'm sorry, I just want to make sure that I'm not misunderstanding. Like, so there have been conversations about first base with him?
We're still talking about the situation, man. Like, this is where we at. You know, there's a chance Christian's going to play first base this weekend in Atlanta. Yeah. You know, like, there's conversations, you know. I don't have to go specifics, but the third base part of it is a no.
You had said about a week ago that Christian was a 2.5 or 3 on the scale of 10. Has he ramped that up, and where is
he? He did. We talked a few days ago, and he's like, I feel confident. So there's a chance he'll play one in Atlanta.
So that was Alex Cora today before the game. Yeah. And definitely alluding, I mean, flat out saying that Christian's probably going to play first base in Atlanta. But definitely leaving the door open for Devers to go to first base, which I, like you, I think that would potentially solve a lot of problems and give them better opportunities to create whatever their best lineup is going to be for this mid-stretch of the season. Like Will Fleming said, over the next couple weeks, they could be make or break. You could dig out of this tailspin, dig out of this hole, or you could just bury yourself in a hole that you are not coming back from. So, yeah, it's important.
It is, buddy, and I tell you, it's, you know what this team needs? It needs real, genuine leadership. And you know what it would be go a long way is Rafi playing first base. Like going to Alex and saying, you know what, put me at first base. I mean, it would show like that he's not above the team. That, you know what, we're struggling right now. I'm going to take a leadership kind of, you know, make a leadership flex, if you will, and play first base, even though I've been reluctant to. It just, that's what this team needs. They have no guidance, no leadership. If they're going to be young, I mean, they were playing so young out there. I mean, you talk about first base, you know, being easy to play. I don't know. I mean, there was a ground ball hit to Sogard in extra innings, and he mistakenly went to field it, and Slayton couldn't get it over to the bag in time for the out. And so it's like, if you just let Christian Campbell get that, and then Nick just go on to first base. So there's nuance to that position is what I'm trying to say, that a lot of us just kind of overlook. And so it's a bloody mess right now. And it's amazing to me how young this team has just overnight gone from, again, most people thought this was at least a playoff team to, wow, we're young and we got to take our lumps and develop. It's just, it's mind boggling to see, Andy.
Yeah, I think we underestimated how young this team was going to be. Even with Bregman, they're a young team. That's one injury, because Casas is another major injury, but he's a young, unproven player. He would mix in with that young group in his third season. And you look at these guys, Duran, still really, like, even the quasi-veterans. I think we underestimated how young this baseball team was going to be, and how, you know, so you're blending in rookies with fellow young players who haven't, you know, they're not 4, 5, 6 year veterans. They haven't necessarily hit their stride. And really what covered some of it up was Bregman and his hot start, and then Devers getting hot for a little bit there. But either way, regardless of the injuries, this is going to be a young baseball team. I also need to remind people, you're going to have Must Listen Radio on WEEI Afternoons tomorrow around 2:15, because we had a little schedule change this week, so we didn't talk to Alex Cora yet this week. We'll talk to him Thursday, 2:15, and I don't know how long he's willing to stay, but we got a lot of questions to ask him about positions and call-ups and motivations and where this season is going. So, Ted, I hope you got your Big J journalism glasses on tomorrow, because that's going to be an interesting one.
I mean, it is, because obviously of all the interviews we've done to this point, it just doesn't feel like the heat was turned up quite like it will be. There's a lot of people the last few weeks just kind of starting to look at Alex Cora more. I just think of more under scrutiny. He is Alex Cora, so he's got to be feeling that. And I just don't. I mean, when you looked at this team before the season started, it felt like there was options everywhere. Like he could just really kind of tinker with lineups and with who was going to play in the field every single day. And now it's like they have no good options anywhere for a lot of the positions. It's just, it's incredible. I mean, there's guys that, you know, I mean, Tanner Houck let the team down. But, you know, Tristan Casas gets hurt.
Yep.
Alex Bregman gets hurt. And these are, there's a domino effect to all of these things that it just, all of a sudden, this team that looks stacked and loaded looks real thin and shaky as hell right now.
And you look at it, and we've touched on this, but at some point I have to think it's an impossibility for them to play the way they're playing and for Alex Cora, Andrew Bailey, and Pete Fatsy to all keep their jobs. I mean, and I was reading in The Athletic today, Jen McCaffrey brought up Pete Fatsy might be the most likely candidate because of a lot of the issues they're having at the plate. And I'm not saying that's fair or unfair. We can have that argument a different day, but there's usually a scapegoat. There's usually a fall guy. There's usually somebody that pays for significant underachievement, and this is viewed as significant underachievement right now. So we'll talk to Alex Cora tomorrow here on WEEI Afternoons at 2:15. Up next, we got to touch on the Patriots, because they got their own little firestorm down in Foxborough, had OTAs today. But Stephon Diggs, he is going to be their new star number one receiver. He's also their biggest controversy right now. Stephon Diggs, not at OTAs and doing some interesting things on a boat somewhere. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That was Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel before OTA practice today. Stephon Diggs was not in attendance. Stephon Diggs, Ted Johnson, you brought this up late yesterday, is in a video making the rounds on social media where he is flirting, I guess, or having a good time with a bunch of young ladies. And then there was a substance potentially there, and that was Mike Vrabel talking about him making bad decisions. We see your calls lining up to Red Sox. We're going to get to you in just a second. We got to touch on this real quick, though. This is a terrible situation right now, Ted, and I don't want to be overly dramatic, but Stephon Diggs needs to figure it out. He's not even healthy, and he's out here being a distraction. And right now, the way Vrabel talks, he's like a bad preschooler. All I remember when my kids went to preschool is the teachers always said, make good decisions, make good decisions. And he's making bad decisions. And he's not. It's one thing if you're going to have 1,500 yards and 25 touchdowns this year, and maybe I need to take the baggage. I don't even know when you're getting on the field. So maybe just, you know, keep your nose clean, literally and figuratively right now.
Good call. Yeah, dude, it is, you know, it's one of those things where you just, there's a lot of things that I gleaned from that is just, look, it looks like a guy that's honestly, you know, made all of his money, made a name for himself. He's just kind of hanging on for the last few years, coming off of a major injury, and feels like, you know, I'm going to start living this post-retirement life right now kind of thing. And so you just, you worry where his commitment level is. What is this compete level? Bad look, just a bad look for this organization. You hope it doesn't, it's just a one-off, that it doesn't lead to another one and another bad decision. That's the hope. But, you know, I read something today about Kyle Williams, and I didn't realize this, but the Kyle Williams favorite player growing up, I mean, Stephon Diggs has been around for a long time. It was Stephon Diggs, right? Yeah. So it's almost like here's your childhood hero that you get to play with, and you see that video and you go, okay, that's, you know, it's just, you know what? You just, these veterans can be so impactful on the young guys. And in a room that needs veteran leadership, it's a huge disappointment. And Mike's got his work cut out for him. This is his first major kind of obstacle that he has to navigate. Does he set an example? What does he do? How he handles Stephon Diggs is everyone's going to be watching, and so it's going to set the tone for kind of what his message is going to be. So we'll see. Just a bad kind of thing for him to have that video out there. Nothing. This is not anything good for the Patriots right now.
And about 4 hours ago, I think it was, Stephon Diggs put a bunch of videos on his IG story of himself working out. He's got some tethers on. He's running routes and doing. That doesn't make up for the previous video. I mean, those are the videos you probably should have out there. But the other thing is, it's even worse of a look to be partying and then the whole team is on the field in Foxborough and the coach is telling us you're not there. That almost compounds the issue. Forget about the substances, the partying. Like, if you got your ass back to Foxborough, that would be a slight step in the right direction. But to not be there and have – it's just a bad look, and it's something they don't need. I will say, I thought your boy Vrabel did a pretty good job talking about it today.
Yeah,
he didn't seem – he wasn't flustered. He didn't – you know, he just kind of took it in stride and kept right on going. So, you know, for the first time he's had to deal with something like this, which – I would hope he'd do a good job. He's been around the NFL for 30 years now, and he's dealt with these things with teammates and as a head coach and all these things. It was just bad.
Real quick before we get to these Red Sox calls, yep. I know you want to get to them. This is why coaches always want control over guys in the offseason. Like, yep. The rules used to be much more coach-friendly. You kept those guys there in their towns where their teams were for most of the off season. I mean, basically coming in early March and then just get a few weeks off at the end of June. And it's for things like this. So that's why these coaches are so obsessed with having control, so guys don't get caught doing what Stephon Diggs did.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll have much more to talk about with Stephon Diggs and the Patriots. Mike Vrabel had a lot to say. We'll get into some of that later in the show, as well as tomorrow when we'll have a full 4 hours to break it all down. But, yeah, let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Sean in Montana, get his thoughts on the Red Sox debacle. What's up, Sean?
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call there, gentlemen. Great show as always. I have to tell you, I think the season's over. Because this team shows me that they just don't seem to care. And I am beginning to wonder if they're losing on purpose. Now, look, you might agree with me or disagree with me about it. But look what's happened over the last couple of weeks with this team. They put men on base. They leave them stranded. They make a bad pitch. They blow games. I'm going to say this, gentlemen, and every Red Sox fan listening, I'd say that this is about the worst this has been for the Red Sox since like 2011 and 2012. We all know about what happened when they did the chicken and beer and video games, which was a disaster, and that was so frustrating when that happened. But I believe it's not just the whole thing with Devers. I believe there's been a lot of other things that have probably been going on without us even knowing it.
Thanks for the call, Sean. Yeah, we never know what's going on behind the scenes, especially when you have up and down seasons like this and losing. And when it starts to become obvious, usually it's been percolating sort of beneath the radar for weeks and months. Devers certainly didn't get this team off to a good start in that area, right? No. Like that was kind of a tone setting,
the tone for the entire spring training.
Yeah, absolutely. And for him to be, I mean, your highest paid player, your best player, your longest tenured, like, he checks all the boxes of what should be sort of your tent pole superstar leader. And for him to do what he did in spring training, you can't say for sure what that did. But as you said, it sets a tone. It creates a feeling. If anything, it makes more work for Cora, makes more work for Bregman, guys that are trying to pull in the right direction. And they haven't recovered. He has. Like, okay, I mean, you can point to that. Like, there are some people that will defend Devers and say, well, look, he's the best hitter on the team. He's going to have a career high in walks. He's going to have 150 RBI, all these things. Yeah, and they're a terrible baseball team. So, great.
And what Sean's point is how disappointing this team is, and you know, maybe it's disappointing since those 2011-12 teams. It's because of the expectations going into the season.
Right.
That's why, right?
Yep.
I mean, have you been more excited? Have fans been more excited about, at least on paper, what the chances of were for this upcoming season? More than this going into this year? I don't think so. I think most people were looking at this as this is the most legit team the Red Sox have fielded since 2018. And so with high expectations comes the other side when you don't even come close to meeting them is disappointment and just frustration. And I echo Sean's feelings with that. It's hugely disappointing. I did not see this coming. Now, again, Bregman gets hurt. Tricasas gets hurt. Tanner Houck isn't even close to being what you thought he'd be. Trevor Story, is he even close to being his best version? And so there's just a lot of things that a lot of us didn't see coming that have happened that is really just thrown a wrench into the season. Golly.
Definitely a golly. And you know who I think is saying golly? Could be. I don't know. Is John Henry. Because I feel like you're validating his past expenditures. This year, he goes all in, spends money on Crochet, spends money on Bregman and Chapman and these guys, and he's headed towards last place. And he's at a worse pace than his baseball team was a year ago. And he's sort of proving that point that it's not necessarily about the money you spend or the investment or the return on investment. I could have been in fourth place or fifth place with a much lower payroll and making more money because of the income of the TV. And so that's what I hate. I hate that I think they did the right thing this offseason. I think they invested in the baseball team. And it's not paying dividends. And I feel like that sometimes gives these owners excuses to go back to their previous ways of not, well, we'll just go young. We were going to develop. We should have stuck to the plan. We should have just gone young all the time. We didn't need to waste the money. And I hate that. Let's go back to the phone call, 617-779-7937. Mike in Plymouth has some thoughts on the Red Sox. What's up, Mike?
Hart, that's a very frightening thought you just brought up about John Henry. I hadn't even thought of that yet. That is scary.
Yes, it is.
Real quick, before I get to the Sox, did I hear you refer to what Stefan Diggs was doing on that boat as flirting? Is that the word you used there, Hart?
That's what I went with. That's politically correct, right? Keeping it simple.
That sounds like a guy that's got the FCC like lurking behind his shoulder. if you want to call that flirting.
Yeah, I'm a square. That's what they call me, right, Ted?
Yeah, that's
L7.
That's it. That wasn't the word I would use, but I would say that just paints part of the picture, not the whole picture. You just part of the picture was the flirting is how I would use that word in that sense.
I also didn't know that the other thing existed. I guess we can say it's pink cocaine is what it's being reportedly
Tusi.
Excuse me?
Tusi. That's what it's called. Tusi. Tusi.
Tusi. What the hell does that mean?
It's like the street name for the slang name for this pink cocaine.
And why is it pink?
Probably dye, some sort of dye. Well, it's not just cocaine. It's, usually
it's
mixed with, ketamine or meth or something.
Jesus, what is going on in this
But
world?
that's if that's what it really was.
Oh, ghost is. You think of something else? What do you think?
I just think the packaging does look like if you would go to a dispensary and get marijuana, like whether a pre-roll or some sort of flower, it does come in that kind of packaging. So it did look like a weird packaging if you were going to have powder in it. Whatever it was did look pink, and it doesn't look great. But we are all speculating that it was indeed, this pink cocaine stuff.
Do you, hey, Stiz, if you had to bet money on it, you think Mike Vrabel gets to talk to Stephon Diggs, and I don't know if he did or he kind of alluded to maybe talking to him already. You think he asked him what he had in that bag, and he just says what you just said? Or do you think?
I got to imagine it was asked, like, what was in that bag? What is going on? Whether
I would love to
honest.
Know the answer. Yeah, I would I love know. To know what Diggs said when he was asked that question.
My guess is he lied.
Andy, yeah. you're chaperoning prom tonight, right? Keep an eye out for this.
Oh, if I see a pouch with pink in it, I'm going to be like, hey, that's Toosie. Get that Toosie out of here. That's not allowed.
You know what? Can I just say this? I got to be honest. Being an addict in recovery, I feel like I'm an old guy in recovery because I didn't know what this stuff was. And I did discriminate on what I would used to take. Thank God it's been a while ago. But that I'd never heard of what Stiz just described. So that's all news to me.
I haven't either, to be fair. Like, I've just read up on it since. It seems to be like it's a Miami thing, like a Southern Florida type drug, party drug. Okay.
So the other thing that Stephon Diggs needs to keep in mind here is the way his contract has been reported. They can cut him at any time with no guaranteed money. Now, it has to be knee-related, but my guess is if they wanted to, they could find something with the knee that they could use as an excuse to cut him. So if he wants to make some money and be on the Patriots this year, he better clean up his act a little bit because they have an out.
He didn't have 12. I thought he had $12 million guaranteed, no?
No. They could cut him at any time if they claim it's knee-related and there is zero guaranteed money.
Knee-related, though. But you
can find a doctor. This isn't right. Nope. He's limping. He's not on the field. He's out. I bet you they could do it if they wanted to.
Well, Stephon Diggs would come back at him with something. I mean,
Patriots would come back at him. Yeah, I'd be careful if I were him. I think they have some loopholes that they could try to use to get out from under.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, I'm not saying they want to, because I think they're actually counting on him to be a productive member of the New England Patriots this year, because if you watched any of the videos out of training camp, some of the other receivers you should be counting on that were draft picks a year ago look like they're batting down balls, not catching them. They got stone hands. The ball's just bouncing off. So they need Stephon Diggs, but I'm just saying he needs them as well because he didn't have a lot of interest this offseason. Remember, he said the Patriots were the only team he visited and the only team that offered him a contract.
Right.
So, and I don't know that teams are going to be lining up after these videos and this Toosie and pink cocaine and these other things added to the mix. So he needs to be careful. 617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lining up. One more segment here on WEEI Afternoons, an abbreviated day. But remember, 2:15 tomorrow, we're going to talk to Alex Cora, and boy, do we have a lot to ask of him. Stick around. More calls, odds and ends next here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
EI Afternoons. WEI Afternoons. Before we get to odds and ends, we have a few more calls. And ask me shall receive. I am a square. I'm an L7, so I need some updating. So Sean in Rhode Island is going to teach me a little something about what we may have seen in that Stephon Diggs video. What's up, Sean?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
All right, so 2C is short for 2CB. It's a party drug that started down in, like, Colombia. And calling that pink cocaine is like putting meth in your coffee and calling it leaded coffee. It's quite a bit more than coke, and if he's doing that, that's not like smoking a little weed on the weekends. That might mean he's got a little bit of a problem.
All right, Sean, thanks for the call. So, okay, could be pink cocaine, could be something much more than that. We're not alleging anything. I just know a lot of this was bandied about on social media with some very popular aggregator sites yesterday. It got a lot of attention. But I did see videos. As I said, Stephon Diggs is back on the field today running routes on his IG. So he's got a film crew with him. He's trying
to get
help.
We don't know if that,
yeah, it's old footage. Exactly. That was my first thought, Ted.
You sure about that?
Are you sure about that?
No, I'm not. Doing damage control.
I think he is doing damage control. He learned it from Bill Belichick, who's also doing damage control that we're going to have to get to tomorrow because there's a lot going on in Bill Belichick's world. Let's go back to the phone calls. Mike in the car has a thought on the Red Sox and their issues right now. What's up, Mike?
What's up, boys? Pleasure as always. I'll try to be as quick as possibly can, but just a couple quick points. What I said to your call screener is every problem that the Red Sox are having right now can be tied back to Devers. He's holding this team hostage. He started in spring training in a time when everybody was trying to be optimistic about the moves, and he put a bad taste in everybody's mouth and a cloud over this team from the beginning. You know, I'm sick of hearing from Cora every week on your guys' show saying how he's the best hitter in baseball since his historic slump, except that he doesn't hit unless the Red Sox are ahead. If you look at his numbers, his splits right now, coming into today's game, he's hitting .397 when the Sox are ahead, .210 when they're behind, and .172 when it's late and close. He disappears late in games. He is the reason why Duran isn't running in front of him when he gets on base, because he can't run, according to Will Campbell, with the way Devers is hitting. And his refusal to play the field has kept guys like bats like Anthony and Yoshida out of the lineup. It's all tied to Devers.
All right, thanks for the
call. Let's go, Mike. Come on.
I don't know. Hey, Dan. Was that a case for Rafi Devers being the turd in the punch bowl, or what?
It certainly was. That was one of the better ones that I've heard. He laid out all the different evidence, both numerically speaking and with the relationships with players. So that's about as good as it gets.
And that is the issue with him is right now, the you know, he brings those numbers to the table, and we've all seen what we've seen. So we know the non-analytics. We know the intangibles and the tangibles, some fake numbers. And, you know, he's also walking a lot, and that's the other issue with Bregman.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen from now on.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's already
around him.
Yeah, and he's only 20 shy of a career high already. He is going to blow away his career high in walks, which isn't exactly great. Now he clogs the base paths, whoever you have behind him. By the way, I predicted it, and we had it. We now have another cleanup hitter who is a rookie. Marcelo Myers been cleanup. Campbell's been cleanup. Narvaez has been cleanup. And I'm guessing you'll get Roman Anthony batting cleanup for this baseball team at some point over the second half of the season. So this story is just interesting. But we do need to get to odds and ends here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. We had an announcement from the Patriots today, Ted Johnson. I think you predicted this at the time when this guy left the team. They're going to have a retirement press conference for David Andrews. He is not going to be playing anymore. His Patriots career is going to be his career. And one of the all-time good leaders over the last, you know, decade of this football team. Good player on the field, undrafted, earned a starting job, you know, good player on the field, but also one of the true stand-up guys. And we're talking about a lack of leadership with the Red Sox. They could use a David Andrews in that clubhouse right now.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, David is the kind of guy that if I could die and come back again, I'd come back an offensive lineman. I don't know what it is. I love those guys. They're good dudes. They're a lot of them are just, you know, unselfish and really in leaders, the good ones. And so that was David. My guess is he'll live here after retirement and do great job probably in philanthropy. We will see. That's just my feeling. But one of the all-time good guys and one of the all-time really good to great Patriots players.
So, Ted, that was a sprint, not a marathon for WEEI Afternoons. About an hour we
had. I got plenty to say tomorrow, man.
I figured we got a lot left on the buffet table. We're going to talk about Drake May not turning the ball over but not looking great at OTAs. We're going to talk about Mike Vrabel's assessment of Kayshon Booty, the rest of the wide receivers. We're going to talk to Alex Cora at 2:15. And the good news is, between now and tomorrow's show, the Red Sox can't lose another game. So they can't possibly lose a game.
Good
They're
call,
getting
buddy.
On a flight. They're going to Atlanta. Ted Johnson thinks maybe they need to have a bit of a slump breaker evening.
Rip it up with tonight, boys. Go
yep,
out.
Rip it up. Do something.
Go out.
Some
Tootsie.
Not that.
No.
I don't think he meant that. Nope. We're not advocating for that. But nice job, Stiz, Dan Ball, Ted Johnson, Andy Hart, signing off on a dismal day for the Boston Red Sox. But we'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6, to talk about it. Alex Cora at 2:15. See ya.
Grew up watching Teddy football over there, smack running back.
Love it.
Coming in the hole.
Golly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.